Frequency Cast, startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to show number 17 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name's Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Greetings.com.
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalizing take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via frequencycast.co.uk. In today's show, here's what you'll find. TV firms compete for your Premier League viewing. 10 new DAB stations on the way. DIY podcasting. We bravely battle with Broadband Blues. Plus Revo's, FreeSat and Tin Cans in our interaction section. First, here's a look at the headlines.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
Headline time now on Frequency Cast. First off, BT Vision. BT has now revealed details of its TV sports service, due to launch in time for August's Premier League football kickoff. Aiming to undercut Sky Digital's prices for football, for just £4 a month, you can get access to on-demand football matches, provided you're prepared to wait until after 10 p.m. on the day of kickoff. Or for £10, you can get access to live matches via Setanta. There's also a pay-per-match option for those that don't want to subscribe. See our show notes for the full details. Next up, Channel 4 comes to DAB. In July, regulator Ofcom awarded Channel 4 a licence to launch 10 national radio stations on DAB. Channel 4 will offer three of these channels: Channel 4 Radio, offering speech and factual content; E4 Radio, aimed at 15 to 24 year olds; and Pure 4, offering music and cultural entertainment. Other channels will be provided by Disney, Sky and Chrysalis. The 10 stations are expected to launch in July 2008, but some parts of the UK may not be able to get these from day one. Next up, Premier League football. With the new season due to start in August, TV competition has stepped up. Virgin Media has announced that the six channels provided in the Setanta Sports package, including live Premier football, will be rolled into their XL channel package, offering a saving of £10. Sky are still offering the widest selection of sport, and a recent new deal offers savings over Virgin. See our show notes for a comparison. Next, GMTV. If you think you were unfairly excluded from a GMTV competition, they're running 250 free prize draws, each with a prize of £1,000. More on our show notes. Next, news of some new channels. First off, Channel 4 Plus One. From the 20th of August, Channel 4 goes Plus One, becoming the first of the five mainstream TV broadcasters to offer a one-hour later TV service. This will be available on Sky, will replace Film 4 Plus One on Freeview, and replaces More 4 Plus One on Virgin Cable. Next, news of the BBC iPlayer. This is the BBC's PC-based TV service, and it launched at the end of July. Sort of. The service is actually still a beta, and you have to register. Once accepted, you'll be able to download BBC TV programmes from the last 7 days to watch on your PC. And finally, some sad news. Lobster bites the dust. Yes, the Lobster 700 Dabben TV phone that we reviewed back in Show 7 has now been discontinued by Virgin. It appears only 10,000 people got themselves a Lobster, and the TV over DAB service provided by BT Movio is set to end in January 2008. Not all bad news, though, as the phone can still be used as a DAB radio.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, right. So, focus. It's the name of the game. What are we going to focus on today, Pete?
Well, today we're focusing on asymmetric digital subscriber lines.
Oh, God, how boring is this going to be? Can't you say that any faster? Go on, then.
Do you not know what an asymmetric digital subscriber line is?
I used to, but I just forgot.
What about if I said ADSL?
Oh, isn't that a short attention span or something?
ADSL, better known as broadband.
Huh? Sorry, I wasn't listening. What was that?
Better known as broadband.
Faster and better.
Okay, so what we're going to do, in the last show we asked for listeners' questions about broadband, knowing we were going to cover broadband in today's show, and we had a number of questions. So in this part of the show, we're going to look at how to get broadband, what to look for in a broadband deal, and what's currently available in the UK. Sound fair?
Sounds fantastic. Come on, let's go.
Okie dokie. So first off, what do we need to know about broadband?
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't actually got broadband, so how would I get it?
A little bit catch-22, because you've actually got to go onto the internet to look it up to find out what you can get. So you kind of need an internet connection to get an internet connection, but forgetting that for one moment.
Yeah, forget that. I'll just use yours. It's a lot easier.
Exactly. Borrow mine. Everyone listening to the show, pop round to my place. You can use my connection. That's fine. So what do you do? Basically,
will you be providing custard creams, though, and a cup of tea?
No, bring your own, I'm afraid. Self-install. So what you need to do is you need to find an internet provider. And there's some big places out there. There's obviously BT, Virgin, AOL, and Tiscali. So what you do is you go onto their website and you put in your phone number and your postcode. And it basically does some checking to see what's available in your area, and it will give you kind of a yes or a no as to whether that's available. If you like it, sign up. You're going to enter into a subscription for it, so you pay a monthly fee. Maybe with some providers you pay an installation fee, and there's some other little things to kind of watch out for when you sign to broadband. But that's basically how you do it.
So exactly what do I have to look out for? I mean, what are the good things and the bad things?
Okay, you're going to find a number of numbers when you go onto a site. So let's say you go to, I don't know, you go to Tiscali's website, put in your details, and it says 8 meg broadband is available. There are a few things you need to do a comparison with. So the first most important one is speed.
Right.
And typically these days you're going to find 8 meg is probably the top end. You can go a little bit faster with Virgin, but 8 meg is a fairly common speed. But it is important to note where they say 8 meg, it's not you will get a guaranteed service of 8 meg. It will say in little letters up to 8 meg. And that basically depends on your distance from the phone exchange. If you're really close to the phone exchange, you don't get so much loss through the cables. So actually, you're going to get close to your 8 meg. If you live 10 miles away, you might only find you get half a meg or 1 meg or 2 meg.
Quite a big difference.
Indeed. And also, you are sharing your connection with your neighbours to an extent as well. So when it gets busy, you might find your speed drops because everyone else is logging on at the same time. So you have to be a little wary of speeds being quoted at you.
Right, okay. So speeds vary between 8 meg and lower, basically.
Pretty much. So you will get an estimate as to what your line will provide, and bear in mind that, you know, these things change. Then you want to be looking out for the extras. If you haven't got broadband already, you probably need a broadband modem. A lot of today's internet providers will supply a modem. Some of them include a wireless modem. You remember any wireless modems we covered?
Oh, Home Hub.
Yeah, we covered that in show 9. That's BT's broadband router. So that plugs into your phone line and that gives you broadband access, connects to your PC, and importantly, it's got wireless, so you can get your Wi-Fi laptops and whatever connected to it. So if you've got anything you're considering going wireless with, like a laptop, consider making sure that when you sign up to broadband, you get a wireless router in your package.
Sounds good.
Then obviously price is an important one. We're kind of lucky in the UK at the moment that everyone is undercutting everybody else. So just about everyone, just before we did the show, we trawled through the websites. Everyone is doing some kind of offer at the moment, you know, half price for 6 months or a free yacht with every connection, that kind of thing.
Free yachts?
So look out for the extras, and we will have a look at a couple of the main suppliers in a minute and tell you what some of those extras are, but do look out for the extras. They can be very, very valuable. And the final number to watch for is a monthly download. So if we look at one of the BT packages here, we see this one, BT Option 1. That has a 5 gig monthly transfer allowance. So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
5 gig of info. Oh, I wouldn't have thought that was too good.
Yeah, so basically this is the amount of data that you're allowed to download off the net, and they give you a monthly allowance for it. So if you assume that, let's take a movie. If you've got a 2-hour movie, that's about 1.5 gig. So effectively if you had a 5 gig monthly download limit, that would be like 3 or 4 movies. That's about it. So if you're going to be downloading a lot of movies, for instance, or sending an awful lot of stuff or doing a lot of podcasting like we do, being limited by something like a 5 or a 10 gig limit is not particularly good.
No good at all.
So you want to be looking out for something with unlimited monthly downloads, but you will pay a little bit more for that.
Okay, that seems fair enough.
So that's pretty much what you need to look out for. Is it worth having a run through some of the offers?
Yes, I'm interested.
So yeah, taking a look at what's on offer, I'm not going to read all of these things out because we do actually have these on our website. If you go to FrequencyCast and look for our broadband page, we've got a table with a comparison on it. But just taking a very quick look, BT Total Broadband, this is actually one of the better ones at the moment. A couple of months ago, BBC's Watchdog featured them and they came out very well. Basically, with their packages, you get a free modem or the free Home Hub if you go with one of these two options here. They're offering free connection, free antivirus software, pop-up blockers, web space. Obviously, it supports TV services like BT Vision. You can get phone calls over the internet. Free Wi-Fi minutes for when you're out and about. And quite importantly, they give you technical support at local rates, so you're not dialing one of these pound-a-minute support things. And their prices start from £8.95 for the first 6 months, which is actually quite cheap a month for broadband. So they are one of the highly recommended ones at the moment. Then you've got Sky TV. Now, if you have a Sky TV set-top box, they're actually offering free broadband, which is pretty good.
Excellent.
A little bit of a catch is there is a £40 setup charge, and the speeds are limited to 2 meg, so it's not quite as good as some of the other ones, but it is free if you're with Sky. Hey, free broadband. But it isn't available in all parts of the UK. If you want, you can actually pay a little bit more. Fiverr a month will get you 8 meg speeds as well. But you do get a download limit there, so there's pros and cons. Then you've got Virgin Media. They're offering the fastest service because it's all down their fibre optic cable-y thing. They're doing bundles, TV and phone and internet, so it can work out quite cheap if you're in a cable area. And again, free broadband modem, free antivirus, free email addresses. So if you're in cable area, that's certainly well worth looking at.
It seems to me that, reading between the lines here, that you really want to start off by asking yourself what you're going to use your broadband connection for in order to find out which deal is going to suit you, because these kind of cater for different needs, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to say if you wanted cheap broadband, if you're with Sky already for your TV, get Sky's broadband because it's free. If you want the cheapest and you don't want to go with Sky, then there's TalkTalk that are also offering free, as long as you switch your phone provider to them. So if you want to pay less, you're probably tied between TalkTalk and Sky. If you want a decent service with lots of bells and whistles and things like TV over the internet, then it's really a toss-up between cable and BT. There are a couple of other providers worth mentioning. Tiscali, we mentioned. They're around about £13 a month. A little bit slow, 1 meg, but you don't get the cap. So it's a little bit slow, but you don't get the cap, and that works out quite cheap. Or there's Pipex.
That's right, Pipex. I knew I'd heard from them somewhere. They're the ones with David Hasselhoff, aren't they?
Powered by Hasselhoff, yes, absolutely. So they've got a very good reputation, Pipex. What are they, about $12.50 a month for the first 6 months? They're offering 250 meg of web space, static IP addresses. So for the slightly more technically interested, they're actually not a bad one to pick.
And I thought this subject was going to be boring.
Well, there you go. So that's a quick run through. Again, have a look at our website where we've got all the current offers and a price comparison. And the address is, Carl?
www.frequencycast.co.uk.
I just want to mention a few other things just for anyone that's a little more interested in what broadband has to offer. So we've got LLU, these abbreviations. Any guesses?
Well, it almost looks like Lulu, but it's not really, is it?
It's Local Loop Unbundling. This is basically what's brought the internet cheaper. In the olden days, an internet provider like, let's say, Tiscali, would basically buy their internet access through BT and they get a wholesale rate. Local Loop Unbundling means they're allowed to move into phone exchanges. So we've got the local phone exchange half a mile away from the studio here. And companies like Sky and Tiscali and whatever can actually move into the phone exchange and have their own equipment there, which means they can bypass a lot of the BT expense. So that's why the broadband prices have changed through this local loop unbundling stuff.
Excellent. So what happens when I actually get around to installing it then? What actually happens?
Okay, so let's say you've picked your internet provider and they're going to switch you on. They normally give you a date, and it's normally about sort of a week or 2 weeks wait. They'll probably send you a kit through the post, and in there you'll get your modem, which plugs into your PC, and you'll probably get a couple of these little gadgets.
Ooh, what's this? Oh, it's a neat little white box. Has that looks like a fixed phone line coming out the back. And it has two holes on it. One that says phone, and the other one says ADSL. I'm none the wiser. What is it?
Okie dokie, this is called a microfilter. Or a filter. So this plugs into your phone line, and the phone line will be broadband enabled by your broadband provider. But the way broadband works is you can't just have an ordinary phone plugged straight into your phone line anymore. You have to have one of these adapters.
Right.
So if you're plugging your PC into the phone line, your PC goes into the ADSL socket. So your modem into the ADSL socket.
Okay.
And that goes into your phone extension.
Right.
If you want to run a phone from it, you plug the phone into there.
Right.
But the real common mistake is if you've got other phones dotted around the house, like you've got a phone in the kitchen or whatever, if you left it plugged straight into the phone line as it is now, it wouldn't work anymore. You've actually got to unplug your kitchen phone, plug in a microfilter. So every piece of equipment in your house has to now have a microfilter to work.
And do you have to pay for these?
You typically get a couple, which for the average house is about right. If not, they're only a few quid each, but you do kind of need them.
Right, so it's only about 2-3 quid, yeah?
I think they're about five. I can get them for a fiver each.
So if you've got a house with a phone in every room, that's going to cost you a bit of money.
Yep, sadly true, but absolutely right. A couple of other things I want to touch on. One of the questions we've had in is, what happens if I can't get broadband? Well, we're going to put a couple of links on our site to some websites that have information about your local phone exchange. And that will give you dates when your phone exchange is going to go digital and any plans for upgrading your phone exchange. That's quite a useful site. So we'll stick a couple of links onto our broadband page for that off the main FrequencyCast site. We also want to mention a service called OnSpeed. If you're not lucky enough to be able to get broadband, or you don't want to pay for broadband, you can sign up to this fairly cheap service called OnSpeed that boosts your ordinary dial-up line by about 5 times. They use this thing called a proxy that speeds up your downloads and stuff. So if you are stuck on dial-up,
It's well worth looking at on speed. They are very, very good.
Sounds quite impressive, really.
Clever stuff. And one other thing, of course, to mention is the big thing that we're going to see coming up soon with broadband is...
IPTV.
Indeed. So that's your internet over your telly, video on demand. We've kind of covered that before. Tiscali have launched their service, and of course the big one is BT Vision. So you plug a TV box into your internet connection, and you can watch your telly over the internet. That is going to be the next big thing.
Cool. Anything else we need to look out for?
Yeah, I want to give a quick mention to this other email we've had, which is asking about the future of the internet. And I just want to quickly throw out the abbreviation 21CN. Because that's what we're going to be beginning to hear a little bit more about in the coming years. And that's BT's new network. Now, obviously, the old phone network of copper wire and all the old clicky-clicky phone exchanges is quite old now, and the old BT infrastructure is beginning to wear out in places. So they're actually doing this massive replacement scheme where they're going to rip out all the old stuff and put in new stuff. They're about 10% of the way through the whole network at the moment doing this, but they're going to move to this thing called 21CN, 21st Century Network, and that will be a service that offers voice, data, broadband, and all your multimedia and TV over this brand new network they're putting in, and that will be complete round about 2010. So in the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to start hearing a lot of talk about this 21CN coming online.
There's not much you don't know about, really, is there?
Well, you see, I found it all on our website, which is...
Cole?
Cole?
Huh?
Can you remind us of the... What is the... What are you doing? What's that?
Hold on a minute. I've just got to send this text.
Hang on. Show me that. What phone's that?
That's my new phone.
I haven't seen that. Pass it over.
Why? You won't like it.
What is it? I don't recognise it.
Well, you know you said that I couldn't do any better than that speaker. Well, look at this phone. How cool is this?
What's it called?
It's a PH1.
That's a pretty sexy looking phone. Who's it by? Who's it made by?
Don't know, mate. Don't ask me technical questions.
PH1. Give it here. Hang on. Phone. PHONE.
Oh, right.
PH1, you muppet.
Sorry, I thought it was a PH1.
Oh, it's the new Dynamotec.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Hang on, let's have a look at this.
How do you know it's new Dynamotec, by the way?
Because it says Dynamotec at the top.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Just above phone.
Hang on. Let me start this up. Oh, my God. What are these? Hang on. Give me a second. I should sound more intelligent about this, but I haven't actually got hold of one of these yet. Where did you get one of these, anyway?
Retelling.
This is nifty. What are these? Look at those little lights on the... Oh, my God. Hang on. It's just done something. What was that?
Those aren't lights. Those are... Well, I suppose they are kind of lights. They're LEDs, but that's not a clever bit. The clever bit, you know, these ringtones. This is quite cool. Okay, so you've got all the normal sort of silly ringtone names like Crazy Calypso.
Nice, yep.
And Ridiculous Rock and Roll. And, one of my personal favourites, Feisty Funk.
Yeah, a little bit cheesy, but okay, I get the idea.
I'm sure half of these don't sound like what they should do, but, you know. Clever thing about this is that you put it into record mode here. It tells you what ringtone you've selected and how many minutes of audio you can put to it.
Okay.
Now, this is a serious bit. I've got to think of something to say. Whilst I'm thinking of that, let me get to the right function.
Why don't you tell us what it is?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, okay. Hold on a minute. Now, how do you record? So, here we go. Right, okay. It's a PHONE. It is full of gimmicks. It's the biz. We'll try that, shall we? No, okay. Now, this is where it gets really cool, right? Because here, we've got a whole variety of...
effects, yeah?
They call them Vox styles, right? So we've got soul, pop, rock, rap, aria, choir, falsetto, soprano, tenor, baritone. And these are all different vocal styles. So let's choose rap. We've chosen our ringtone, which is Feisty Funk. And we've applied rap, and now it's processing. This is great. So, here we go.
It's PHONE, it is full of gimmicks, it's the biz.
How cool is that?
Oh my God, that is ludicrous.
Is that what you want?
It's like a karaoke machine. That's just on a mix then, yeah?
Yeah, it just mixes it. You can do your ringtone.
Why would you want that?
Well, I think that's a good thing.
That is clever. I'll give you it's clever, but what? I can't get over that. That is bizarre. Okay. This is a really, really strange phone. So what are these little lights on the side then? It looks like something out of War of the Worlds on the side here.
No, they're the is it the primary colours or something? I don't know. It's something to do with video. You know projectors?
Well, it's the yeah.
Yeah, well, look, put it up against the wall.
Right.
Right, so you take a white...
Well,
you put it on a desk.
Oh, hang on, so you press that video, the video thing. Video playback. Oh, wicked! That is cool. So that's actually projecting the output of the phone through these little coloured lights onto the wall.
Well, yeah.
Actually, that is really, really cool. So you can watch a video on the wall.
Well, yeah, you can do that. But more to the point, you know when you've got your mates and you're looking around your phone, and
you can show off photos.
Yeah, you can show photos.
That is really, really. That is clever. That is cool.
Not really.
So it's
not as good as
the number of times you get people gathering around your phone. That's better than ringtones. I mean, look. I can't look on the wall. Hang on. That is very, very impressive. That is actually really going to take off.
I don't think so.
Come on, rapping ringtones or showing video to your mates on the wall.
You don't have to rap. You can do aria.
I think you're talking a lot of aria, mate.
Thanks. Right, let's get on with the show. So, Pete, I saw in the delivery of technology this morning, we got a big yellow box. What's the big yellow box?
You're going to like this. This is a radio station.
No. That's where you are. This is a radio station. What's in the yellow box?
Look at that. What does that say?
Podcast studio. Professional podcast studio bundle with USB interface. You're having a laugh, aren't you? Everything you need for podcasting, music production, home recording, cuddly time.
All in a big yellow box. Now, this is actually quite a nifty little gadget. We were sent this a couple of days ago. This is actually a complete podcasting and home recording studio in a box. Now, obviously, there's people out there that don't have the luxury of a recording studio and an engineer. I can see our engineer shaking his head at this box. But some people don't have the luxury of this kind of equipment, do they?
He doesn't like yellow.
That could be it. So someone has very, very cleverly brought out...
I phoned him, he's orange.
So someone has come up with this very, very clever solution for those that don't have the luxury of all this kit. This is actually made by...
Behringer.
Okay. So they're an industry name, yeah?
Yep.
So let us open this up and I'll see what you think of this. I've already had a quick look, but you haven't. So let me open this up for you. Okay, so we've got all the usual polystyrene now. There we go.
Right.
Oh, it's upside down, that's fine. So describe what we have here. We have...
Oh, look, let me start. Here we've got a pair of headphones, or as known in the industry as cans. We have a little mic stand. Oh, that's quite hefty, isn't it? That's not normal, is it? Oh, it's got nice little rubber feet. That's good. We have a microphone. Yeah, it looks like a dynamic microphone of some sort. We have a box with a phono convert. What's that do? What is that?
Okay, now this is a clever little gadget. This is all to connect up to a PC. So if you don't have a sound card on your PC, this is a USB sound card. So it's got inputs and outputs, plugs USB into your PC.
Very clever. It's a USB sound card then. And a little mixer. Bless it. Look at it. What is that? All of one channel?
Five channels.
A five channel mix.
Oh, come on, it's not bad. That's actually quite decent.
Yeah, it's quite substantial, isn't it? That's not bad at all. Behringer, you've done it again.
So actually, what we've got here is a set of headphones, audio into your PC, software, instruction manual and everything else. What do you think? Fairly decent mic?
Yeah. Looks like it must be an SM58 from Shure, doesn't it?
So this is a five-channel mixer. Stereo outputs. It's got a XLR mic input, or you can put in a quarter-inch jack input there. Two stereo sources there. You've got trim, equalisation on the mic, balance pan left and right, a little clip for overload, volume, so that's your volume adjusters there. And you can listen back to the audio source that you're recording. Little lights there for your levels and a master gain.
Yes, it's lovely.
Go on then, how much do you reckon?
Oh, for the whole package, microphone, headphones, mic stand, mixer, balance connections, and treatment, I reckon about £250.
85.
Yeah, that was my second guess.
I actually think for anyone that's trying to get into podcasting, maybe wants to try and do a better job of frequency cast than we're doing, this is possibly the kit to do it. £85 gets you the basics, it gets you the editing software, mixing desk headphones, mic. Yeah, not bad.
Frequency cast. Now loading. Interaction.
So now it's time to take a look at your mails and calls in interaction. First off, a mail from new listener Steve Noah. He's too far out from his phone exchange to get broadband, and he can't get cable. He wants to know what his options are. Sky Satellite, HSDPA, tin cans.
Hi Steve, this follows on nicely from our broadband feature. First off, take a look at the Sam Knows website to see who provides service to your exchange and if any upgrades are planned. Failing that, you could enhance your dial-up experience with OnSpeed, or you could look at a 3G mobile phone modem for your PC.
And a hi to William Tildersley from Cumbria. He says, I recently discovered the Revo Pico Wi-Fi radio, which instead of using DAB, does it through the internet. Is this product worth it?
We recently met the folk from Revo at the Digital Radio Show in London. Revo offer an excellent selection of radios. Their Pico products offer DAB and internet radio. And Revo's bringing out two new adapters to add DAB and net radio to your hi-fi. Listen to show 15 for a summary of internet radio and what you can expect from Revo's net radio products. See our show notes for more on these Revo's.
Not to be confused with Scion Revo's, of course. And now a message from Nicholas Skippings. He says that in show 16, we featured a message from a former TopUp TV user, outlining his troubles with TopUp TV. Nicholas says that his experience has been a lot different. He's pleased with the service and thinks that $9.99 a month is great value for money.
Glad to hear some positive feedback on TopUp TV anytime for a change. In July, TopUp TV sent out an over-air update to version 2.81. This offers more stability fixes and adds subtitles. The service, which downloads TV shows overnight via your TV aerial, does seem to be improving. Thanks, Nicholas. Next, we had a Podline call from Mr. Allsop, who said he'd heard about a new satellite TV service.
The BBC has today been given approval by the BBC Trust to launch a nationally available free-to-view satellite proposition as a joint venture with ITV.
Freesat is due to launch in spring 2008, filling the gaps in the UK where Freeview can't currently be received, and it will include high-definition content. More on this closer to launch. Note, however, that there are already a couple of subscription-free satellite TV offerings. See our show notes for a summary.
A message from Guy Schofield now. He's been told that he's too far from his BT exchange to even get 1 meg broadband. If he goes to Virgin Media Cable, will the performance be better?
Good news is that cable uses fibre optics, so you don't get the same losses that you'd experience through BT's copper wire phone network. We asked for comments on this in our forum. It seems that cable is a better bet if you're far from your BT exchange. Speeds are still erratic, though, and dependent on load by other users.
And a quickie from Simon Feek. My Sky HD box has got an Ethernet port on the rear. Can I use this to connect to my Media Center PC to record and view TV?
No, Simon, not as yet. The RJ45 port on Sky's HD box doesn't have a use. We expect this will be used for internet connectivity in the future. A quick hi to Linus, who dropped us a mail reporting on the potential death of internet radio. In the US, there are plans to hike up the copyright payment for streaming internet radio stations. Not good for those stations broadcasting online and for net services like Live 365 and Pandora. Negotiations are ongoing, and you can find out more at www.savenetradio.org.
We've also had a call to our podline from someone who hasn't left their name. They're asking about Freeview.
What's the best way that it can be, if that's the only way, or if it could also be just, you know, perfectly so it will only go as such, or is there any other way to do it?
We covered ways to improve Freeview back in show 15 and on our show notes. There are some alternatives such as free-to-view satellite or cable. If this hasn't answered your question, give us a call back listing your specific Freeview issues and we'll try to help.
Okay, and we also have another email from our digital dinosaur, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Go on.
I wonder what fossils he's dug up for us this time.
He's found out we're talking about broadband in the show, and he says here, the other thing I don't understand is why you champion the cause of the internet for things like phone calls, radio broadcasts and TVs. He makes a good point here. He says he's got an FM radio in his office so he can listen to Radio 4, but the signal on the internet is about a minute behind the main broadcast.
Well, that's a bit delayed, isn't it?
There is a bit of a delay with internet radio. That means he's going to listen to the Archers a minute out of date, and he's worried he's going to lose...
Yeah, of course, lose out on the plot, because there's a lot of plot there, isn't there?
And he's talking about TV and says if the radio's delayed a minute, he wonders how long the TV's going to be delayed. Is it going to be delayed by about a day through going through the internet and back? And he's worried about getting Tuesday's weather forecast on the Monday before, not the Wednesday afterwards.
That would be frustrating, wouldn't it? It was raining, though, it's Wednesday.
But it's all right, because all these stations repeat the weather a week later anyway, so if you've missed any weather...
One click on the mouse and you're back in the rainy season.
He's also talking about listening to music, and he says he has a cassette player, so why bother with music over the internet? And he says he can listen to a group called the Rolling Stones.
Gathers No Moss.
Or the Beatles, does that say?
I know that's Beatles, yes. I'm not very well educated in the Beatles. I need help.
What, you need somebody?
Help.
What, just anybody?
Never heard of them.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Digital Dinosaur. He also says at the end here, he's heard people play games on their computers over the internet. And he says, what's wrong with traditional games like Cluedo and Monopoly and card games? Ah, oh, how sweet.
Checkmate. Just time for two BT Vision questions. Dean Smith's heard rumours about BT looking to push Freeview and HD over broadband. And Daniel Underwood's asking if you can surf on a Vision Box.
Sorry, no news on HD content to BT Vision Boxes yet, although the HD socket is ready and waiting. And sorry, but no surfing yet on the BT Vision Box either. We're guessing that more will be made of the V-Box's connectivity in the near future.
Well, that's it for Interaction and this Frequency Cast. Frequency Cast is driven by feedback from you, so please get in touch with your comments or questions on what you've heard today, or what you'd like to hear us cover in the next show.
You can call us on the pod line and leave us a message. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567. You can also leave a voice message using Skype. Our Skype ID is FrequencyCast.
Or you can send us a message via our website. Please visit at www.frequencycast.co.uk. If you found today's show interesting, go to our site and check out the show notes for this show, Show 17. To find more info and links for everything we've discussed today. There's also a way to make an easy 5,000 Nectar points. So catch you on the next show with fun phones with ringing tones and bigger bytes of broadband.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Shut down.